the death of an Australian television legend, Peter Ford, entertainment reporter. You hear him on Breakfast, you hear him with Simon in Afternoons too. Fordy, good morning.
Oh, good day, Gareth. Yes, it is very sad and very true that Mike Willacy is no longer with us, one of the great names of television journalism in this country. Oddly enough, I've just flown in from Los Angeles, and yesterday I was watching some of the reports about John Kennelly dying, Kerry Ann Kennelly's husband, and in one of the clips they showed, it was Mike Willacy doing the story.
Huh.
And I thought to myself, I must check in on how Mike's going, because it's been an open secret that he's been battling cancer. And the outcome, as I understand it, was never going to be a good one. It was always going to end badly.
Yeah.
But I didn't get to make that call to check on how he's going. And now the news has just come through. But in terms of, 76 years old, and had been working, I think he was still doing stories for the Sunday night show on Channel 7 up until midway through last year, and he still had it. He knew how to put together a story. He knew how to make it interesting, make it dramatic. But I think probably if you were to look back and if you wanted to pick the glory days, you'd probably say the old days of A Current Affair, where they would actually get, the whole format and style has changed now, but they would actually get a politician in and to be grilled by Mike Willacy, and he'd just stare them down. I mean, we don't do that now. I think the belief is that the audience don't want that sort of stuff, but gosh, he was good at it.
Yeah. We spoke to him on this program last year about the time of the release of his autobiography, and it was plain then that his future was uncertain. And you could actually, throat cancer, you could hear very much in his voice. It wasn't the voice that we're all familiar with. It was a voice clearly affected by his illness.
Yeah, but he was the good news is, if there's any good news, that as I understand it, he's been very much at peace, very
yes.
much resolved to what his faith, tells him is going to happen next, because he was a very, very devout Catholic, traditional type Catholic, with very strong views on a lot of subjects. He even did some docos about the the healing, or Lourdes, I think it is.
Yeah.
He was a great believer in the healing powers of places like Lourdes. So interesting that we expect journalists to be highly cynical and not really be people of great faith, but he was, an absolute superstar of the Australian broadcasting industry.
Fordy, very sad news. Appreciate you bringing us up to date this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Gareth.
Peter Ford, entertainment reporter.